Well, I thought for a while, like on Sunday, I took a break from the Psalms as far as for a specific psalm to mention, but I will be mentioning and bringing up a couple of verses from the Psalms, just like on Sunday. I'll be doing that tonight, so I'm not completely out of the Psalms, but I've taken a little detour. I had some extra left over from our last meeting where we talked about thankfulness and things to be thankful for, and I'd like to continue a little bit more on that. Now, the Scottish minister a while back, Alexander White, was known for his uplifting prayers in the pulpit. He always found something for which to be grateful for, and hopefully that could be said about each of us, too. Instead of being downcast and gloomy, there's always something that we can be thankful for, even in the worst of things. One Sunday morning when the weather in Scotland is a little more gloomy than it is here oftentimes, one church member thought to himself, "Certainly the preacher won't think of anything for which to thank the Lord for on a wretched day like this." But much to his surprise, however, White began by praying, "We thank thee, O God, that is not always like this." So hopefully we can make it through tonight that you won't be saying the same thing either. But again, there'll be good preaching in the pulpit here on Sunday. One of the worst evils in the world that mankind knows is the idea of thanklessness. You may recall in the passage turn with me to Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. It's a familiar story about the 10 lepers where Jesus healed 10 men of leprosy. And reading from Luke 17, the Gospel of Luke, beginning at verse 11, "It came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go show thyselves unto the priests.' And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, 'Were not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found, there are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger.'" Verse 19. "And he said unto him, 'Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.'" There were originally 10 men, all of whom had been in bondage to the horrible malady of leprosy for years. It's significant to note, too, that they were Samaritans. But through the grace of Jesus Christ, they were healed and delivered of their disease instantly. Now, we would expect that all would have been overflowing with joy and gratitude to the Son of God. No doubt they were overflowed with joy, but the gratitude appeared to be lacking in a large majority of them. But immediately following their healing, they all departed on their own way. That is, all but the one man that we talked about earlier. In verse 19, "Along the way, one of them remembered, and he returned to Christ to thank him for what he had done on his behalf. And Jesus asked him the question in verse 17, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? 9 out of the 10 failed to even give thanks for their healing. But before we condemn the 9, let us think about ourselves. How thankless have we been on occasion to those who have been so kind and gracious to us, maybe not in healing of leprosy, but just in other daily life things. The scriptures have much to say about giving thanks, and here we are in Psalms 100, verse 4. I promised you we'd go to the Psalms. It reads, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name." And again, in Psalm 150, verse 6, we also read, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." Are you a child of God? It seems kind of an interesting question to ask here tonight, but I trust that each of us is. But do you always remember to give thanks as you should, according to the scriptures? Recently, I did some thinking on this theme myself, and I thought of some things that I am thankful to the Lord for. The letters of the word thanks came to mind, T-H-A-N-K-S. Each of the letters seemed to have a special meaning. For example, the letter T suggest the word trial or trials. Everyone here knows about trials, not the type you see on Perry Mason, but the type that you each of us go through in our daily lives as far as for anxiety, things that bring anxiety or just problems that come into our lives. But no one seems to think that because he is a Christian that he will receive a detour in his life from those trials. Philippians 1:29 says this about personal trials. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. As I recall some of the trying experiences I've gone through down through the years, I must admit that I was often not very thankful while I was enduring those difficulties. I'm sure you can say the same thing. But so perhaps you can say the same thing about yours and maybe more interesting life challenges that I've or experiences than I've had. But after I emerged on the victory side and looked back and realized how God's guiding hand was with me all the time and how he had dealt with me, I came to appreciate his love all the more. I can think of some particularly interesting experiences I had in the last few years when I was in the Navy. And years later, speaking to someone, I was able to give testimony for God's grace to them as far as, well, how did you do that? And, well, I couldn't do it on myself. It was through the Lord's help that was able to put up and finish off with the things that were going on. But God had worked in my life to the extent that I could bring more fruit for him as a result of that. Thus, I am learning the lesson, I have been continually learning the lesson that is taught in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, where Paul states, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." That's each of us. We can give thanks in everything, knowing that God never makes any mistakes. That addresses the adversities in our life, which every believer experiences, are meted out by the divine love and grace that come to us. Thus today I'm thankful for the trials that I've been permitted to suffer and endure through under the almighty guidance of Jesus Christ and God. So the letter T stands for trials. Now the second letter of thanks, H, reminds me of happiness that I've experienced since coming to Christ many, many, many years ago. Few people I know can say that they never that they knew too much happiness before they were converted and yielded their life to Christ. From the time Jesus Christ came into my life, I have known what real joy and happiness is all about. Outside of Christ, the people of Kitsap County here and the rest of the world know only a pseudo-happiness, which depends on what happens or does not happen to them as they go through this sojourn on life and on earth. The phrase, "Are we having fun yet?" seems to personify their very existence, going from one high to the next high, and then just keep on moving forward. But as a Christian, the happiness that God gives us is a blessedness that is unknown to the converted. Again, we read in Psalm 22, verses 1 through 2, it says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Verse 2, O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. So today I'm grateful for the wonderful happiness I've found in Christ that is true happiness, not this pseudo-happiness of the unbelievers throughout the world. So we see that the first letter, T, stands for thanks. The second letter, H, is for happiness. Now, the third letter in the word thanks is A, of course, and that represents answers to prayer. That represents all the answers to prayer that I've known since becoming a Christian, and I would trust that'd be the same for you. I couldn't begin to count or number them all. I trust that you can say the same thing. I would suppose that they would run into the thousands, maybe the tens of thousands, but hardly a day passes without seeing God's working in response to answers of prayer in my life and in the lives of thousands of other believers around me, particularly in our immediate family. This is what he has promised. This is what God has promised in his word. Lord Jesus said in Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8, "Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. What a privilege we have that we can take all of our cares and all of our burdens and thrust them at the feet of God with the assurance that somehow, in his own providence and time, he will undertake on our behalf. So I'm grateful for God's provision through prayer, through the answers of prayer. Again, remember that T stands for thanks, H for happiness, and A for answers to prayer. So we're coming up on the fourth letter, if you're following along. That'd be the letter N. And N represents the newness of life that we have, that all of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, that we got that the moment that we were saved. The newness of life is the believer's first possession the moment we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. This is more than having the assurance that when we die, we will go to heaven. For the true believer, heaven begins immediately. God imparts spiritual life to those who trust in Christ. This is a victorious life, and it's a victorious life through the end. Jesus said in John 10:10, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Because of this new life, each of us are enabled to resist and overcome any temptation that may come our way. Because of this newness in life, we can live constantly in the power of the victory of Jesus Christ. Romans 8:37 tells us, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Thus in Christ, believing in Jesus Christ, there is no reason for the believer to ever live in a period of doubt or defeat. For we have this marvelous newness of life made possible by the crucifixion and resurrection, most importantly, of Jesus Christ. So we've seen T for thanks, H for happiness, A for answers to prayer, N for newness of life. K now stands for kindness. When I think of kindness, I'm not just thinking of God's kindness towards us, but also the kindness shown by those who love him. I recall many of the people in the world that I have worked with and been around. Their only interest in me, seemed like of the worldly side, was what I could do for them that would benefit them. But as a Christian, I have found wonderful friends in the children of God who are concerned about each other. Certainly they are concerned about reaching the lost for Christ, but they are also concerned about their brothers and sisters in Christ as they travel through this life. We're told in Galatians 6:2, "To bear ye another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." How grateful I am for those who have meant so much to me along my Christian journey. Literally, they fulfilled the words of Romans 12:5, which says, "So we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone's members one of another." I thank the Lord daily for the friendships I've known since I've come to Christ. We review the word again, thanks, T, H is happiness, A, answers to prayer, newness of life and kindness. We're down to thank, so one more letter. And the last letter, of course, of thanks is S, which could stand for several things, and perhaps you could even insert your own S word in here, but it could represent the scriptures that have been so meaningful, I hope, to each of us in our lives. I don't know where I would be today without God's word, which daily through scriptural memorization provides encouragement and instructions as I seek to follow the Lord. S could also stand for salvation through Christ, without which no one will ever get to heaven. But most of all, it seems to mean to me the satisfaction I have found in my life since I received Christ into my heart many years ago. And again, it could also stand for security, that is, the eternal security that I have when I place my trust in Jesus Christ. I must confess that I was awfully dissatisfied with life until I came to know this Savior more fully. To be able to come to the Lord for all things and to be able to walk with him day by day have provided me with a satisfaction that words cannot describe. Psalm 107 verse 9 says, "For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness." In our opening text from Luke 17, we see that 10 lepers were healed, but only one returns to the Lord Jesus Christ, the proper thanks for his healing touch on him. If you figure it out that percentage-wise, only 1 in 10, that's 10%, came back to Christ for what he had done. Let's not be guilty of being part of the 90% who do not give him thanks for the glory due his name. In closing, I'm wondering if you have, and if all of you have found the marvelous satisfaction in my Lord Jesus Christ that I've experienced. If not, I request that you turn to him right now, young or older, trust him as your Savior and Lord, then your life may also be filled with thanks. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the abundant mercy we receive because of Calvary. For those who have never come to Christ, may this be the day. Don't put it off, as none of us has any guarantee of what lies ahead of us outside these doors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.